including the people in our employee, 101,000 employees database, telling them they're a genetic, that their choices matter. They're a genetic engineer for you. And just to go through some of that education, we show them how vaccination every year, study from Denmark, third study done, where just getting a flu shot every year decreases dementia. We show them where, in fact, some of them don't want to take statins or PCSK9s. And we go over why that's important, and the side effects of those are actually beneficial. We go through 10,000 steps a day, and why when you're trying to prevent all-cause dementia, 10,000 is the magic number based on aggregation of the studies. So we do a lot of stuff. And then we answer their questions going over all the supplements, because everyone wants a magic bullet. There aren't no magic bullets, but there's 17 things that have much more benefit than risk. And we go over that with the patient and answer questions using the short recaps from our own database. We schedule more time with them. If they need a stress management program, or they want to try therapeutic plasma exchange or hyperbaric oxygen in the hermetic way, we will schedule that with them as well. So we do a lot of things, and then the key is the daily coaching. It is, and revising the plan, because no one will follow the plan. And we get them to change based on follow-up tests, data, and using that motivator. The coach knows the motivator for each patient and works it to heck to get the patient to either take their pills or do their exercise or whatever is appropriate in their plan. Again, that plan is gone over with the patient at the end of the day, and then it is re-emphasized with the coach in up to daily coaching. So the strategies I've gone over, find the motivator and make sure they don't have anything else, and that's how we practice it. Thank you very much.
We have now time to one or two questions. Go.
It's a very small percentage because they usually have to pay, and we don't have a rich population, if you will. It's corporation. We do roughly 30,000 executive health programs between Toronto, Cleveland, Florida, Las Vegas, Abu Dhabi, and London. So we're in whatever it is, six places. It's probably under 1%, but we offer it, and we actually, just to give you an idea, the first time we see patients, 83% get a major change in what they're doing. The second time, it's 17%, which shows you two things. One, it's pretty good follow-up, that is, the coaching gets them to change, and secondly, some people don't come back who don't want to change.
We have two more questions. Can we combine maybe the questions?
Go ahead.
So
there are a lot of
can you all ask, and then we will try to.
Sir, you were next. So
thank you. A fascinating presentation. I'm curious how you educate them. I work at Stanford Street, and unfortunately, many of our patients are just lazy. We tell them to exercise and tell them to lose weight.
We go through all the data right there. I pull out that slide set, or the other person pulls out the damn slide set, and they go over it. That's what they spend time doing. My asking, my feeling the patient's pulses, so we spend an hour and a half with each patient. And that's, so we have, remember, and we've educated every one of the five clinicians they will see. They often see a gynecologist, a urologist, they said, an orthopod, a cardiologist. The next most common is a eye specialist, even though many of them see their eye specialist at home, a dermatologist. We let the whole gamut of really pros, and we segregate out the pros who are best at educating and getting their patients to change behavior, because we follow it.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the advantage of an academic center. I've got 4,800 outstanding clinicians. I mean, the way the Cleveland Clinic got so good is it looks at outcome in everything. So when we started cardiac surgery, we didn't give a damn what process was. We cared when that patient returned back to surgery, back to their normal life. We do that. Give you the example. When I came as head of anesthesia critical care pain management and executive health in 2005, the first week, my week with the CEO, nice, yes, whether I unpacked, whether my kids were there, et cetera. Second week, he said, what do you measure in pain? And I knew we measured about 5 outcomes. He said, you will do more within 9 months or you won't be here. I told my wife not to unpack. But in fact, the key point is, outcome is key. And so we don't care what that cardiologist with the patient, as long as the patient doesn't have a heart attack, stroke, and does change behavior. So that's the key, and that's the value of an academic center. I've got all these experts, and I don't use, we've got, Cleveland Clinic has 800 cardiologists at our main center. I don't use 800, I pick 6, okay?
So I have to be the bad policeman. We have really just one question.
I was asking, do you do any remote monitoring through wearables?
Yes. The remote merit monitoring, we have the patient do. Because if the patient knows their values and know what they're supposed to get to, they get to it. If the patient just sends us the data and they don't look at it, we don't get behavior change. So we've done a bunch of testing on that. You gotta have the patient involved, and that's where the coach comes in. Sorry, I've taken too much time.
Thank you so much, and I really encourage you to ask questions during lunch. Dr. Reichel is staying with us as well.